What are your thoughts and what do people really need to take into account?
Well, I think it's par for the course with this particular case. You see, President Trump was given an unconditional discharge, which basically means essentially no sentence. But now his political opponents and the DA out in New York can claim that he's a convicted felon, and technically under the law, they're correct. But I would anticipate that President Trump will be filing an appeal very quickly. And so while it may be true that he's entering the presidency as a convicted felon for the first time in American history, I have very sincere doubts that he will remain a convicted felon, especially because there will be a pending appeal. And given some of the rulings from the Supreme Court on presidential immunity, I anticipate that there's going to be something breaking in his favor, as has not been uncommon through these court proceedings that people have labeled lawfare against President Trump.
Right. And as you look at it, John, I mean, it's as if they just were throwing everything except the kitchen sink, hoping something would stick. And from where I'm sitting, that really gives us a glimpse into the fact that they knew they kind of had a flimsy case. And it starts to make us wonder, was this really about changing the court of public opinion?
I have no doubt that that's what they're aiming for, especially. Well, let me go back. One of the things I learned in the military was anytime you're doing something different, dumb, or dangerous, you need to stop and take stock. And it's very clear that the prosecutor in this case and a lot of the lawfare cases, the prosecutors involved in those, did not do that. We're clearly in different territory, at least. Whether it's dumb or dangerous, it's kind of for the American people to decide how they respond to these, unprecedented uses of power. But, you look at what Alvin Bragg did with these charges. I don't think there's any record of this particular document type case being used as a felony, especially when it's just for political purposes and just to lengthen the statute of limitations on a case that would have been misdemeanors and already passed the statute of limitations and not prosecutable anymore. So, very different, very obvious that most defendants would not be treated this way or have the law used in this manner against them. And anytime a prosecutor does that, I think it's a violation of due process, because how is someone supposed to be, on notice that something's illegal? We all know that murder is illegal, right? But when you have something like this, where the law is being used in a novel way, there's no way for someone to know what it is they're being charged with ahead of time.
It really does start to muddy the waters. And John, as I have been watching all of this, I have said those people who are celebrating, jumping up and down, cheering, should take stock, because this sets a really dangerous precedent, and it opens the door to some ugly and unintended consequences, and I don't think we should ever be cheering for injustice.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I think that any time you have an expansion of government power, there's a tendency to cheer it when it's your team, but the shoe will always be on the other foot. No matter how much we might want, to stay our guys to stay in power perpetually, it's never going to happen. It just, you look at our 200 plus year history, and it's never happened before. Political parties have changed, risen, fallen. There's never going to be a completely one-sided victory in politics in this country, and so the shoe will always be on the other foot, and you always have to think ahead. How could this be used against me? And I think that people who are cheering for this really should consider that moving forward.
No question about that. And, as I look at what happened today, President-elect Trump had some really strong words, and two words that he said I think ring really true: great embarrassment. This is embarrassing that we are on full display with something that just lacks any kind of order or justice. And I don't know how they think they're so clever, but the agendas are really shining through.
And that's something that we just don't have, and I think can't have tolerance for as a country, the justice system being used for political agendas. And that's just clearly the case here. I don't think you can really read the facts any way else when, you know, you talk about the things we've already discussed, right, with how President Trump was charged, what he was charged with, and the fact that the judge, you know, despite the fact of a, you know, 77 million people in this country issuing their own verdict on whether President Trump was fit for office, deciding supposedly that it was in the interest of justice to pursue a final conviction and sentencing in the case, but then turning around and is, you know, issuing no sentence. So was it in the interest of justice? I think it really calls the integrity of the judge into question when, you know, he's clearly speaking out of both sides of his mouth.
Right. It's as if he just wanted the opportunity to humiliate President-elect Trump one more time before his inauguration. I mean, clearly, if this was really something super serious, there would be a sentence attached to it.
Oh, absolutely. If they really thought that President Trump had stolen the election using, using money and falsifying records as a, you know, lawyer payouts to pay out hush money to Stormy Daniels, and that somehow actually did steal the election and was some sort of fraud perpetrated on the American people, then yeah, I would expect to see an actual sentence. But really, they're just mad about it, and are acting out.
Right. It's kind of this little temper tantrum, if you will. John, you mentioned that you believe that this is going to go through an appeals process. From your legal perspective, what does that look like for President-elect Trump?
Well, you know, appeals can drag on for years. And I would anticipate that at least within the 4 years of the next Trump administration, we will have resolution on it. But one of the things we've seen in these legal battles around President Trump are sometimes compressed timelines. So going to the first level of appeal in New York at the First Appellate Circuit, I believe it's called, that might actually move fairly rapidly. I would imagine, and from everything that I've heard in the reporting, President Trump's team has already been working on this appeal. And I would anticipate that that'll be filed promptly, and we may have a ruling on that relatively in short order, just because a lot of these things with President Trump have tended to move quickly, expedited orders from appellate courts and from the Supreme Court and things of that nature. So we may know sooner rather than later whether or not this conviction will stand.
John Malik, attorney with the John Malik Law Group, thanks so much for giving us some legal insight into all of this.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for the opportunity.
You got it.